While the Ministry of Education declared a three-week holiday break for learners to rest after a long term, the reality on the ground tells a different story. Across the country, children carrying heavy school bags still walk or ride borders to school. Many schools, especially private institutions, are openly running intensive holiday coaching programs targeting mainly pre-candidates and candidates in P6, P7, Senior 3 and Senior 4. This defense comes despite Uganda already having one of the longest school calendars and school days in the region. The short three-week break, which is meant to offer learners and teachers much-needed rest, is increasingly being converted into extra teaching sessions, putting immense pressure on both children and parents. The Ministry of Education has for years issued strong warnings against holiday teaching, describing it as a harmful vice. This year, the ministry escalated its language, saying the matter has been decentralized and that police and chief administrative officers would handle offending schools. However, enforcement remains largely ineffective. Speaking to our reporter, Francis Satima, Director of Education Standards, instead, the ministry is now taking firmer action behind the scenes, and that compiling lists of schools involved and forwarding them to the permanent secretary for appropriate sanctions.